Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Spirit Led. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Spirit won't lead you to wallow in the problem. I said the Spirit of God won't lead you. He won't lead you to wallow in the problem because He knows there's no answers there. It's only going to get worse. He'll lead you to do something that other people didn't even think about. He will lead you to get up and laugh at destruction and famine. He'll lead you to jump up and shout hallelujah with tears streaming down your cheeks.
Amen.
And holler out, none of these things move me. I'm free. Amen. And the thoughts come, you're a mess. You say, shut up. I'm free. I'm free. I'm strong. I'm blessed. You got to go a different way than the world's going. And spiritual people will help lead you a different way. And if the Spirit of God's leading them and you're following them, then you're following the one that's leading them. Can you take some more? You're there in John. Go over to John 11. I'm telling you, friend, it's one of the most wonderful things you could ever learn in your life, how to be Spirit-led. It's not something you just figure out with your head, though. It's something you learn to discern in your spirit. It's not a head thing at all. Well, obviously, it's being spirit-led, right? Not head-led. But what I've learned through the years, and if you do it long enough, then you start responding without thinking. And as a leader, particularly, leaders of churches and ministries, they have to learn this, or elsewise the enemy will mess up their church and their ministry. Mislead them. After a while, you begin to learn, if somebody comes and tries to put me in fear about something, I go into oppose mode. Everything about me just goes into resist it. If you're trying to get me to cry and feel pitiful with you, ain't gonna happen. I can't afford it. The people that depend on me can't afford it. Come on, are you listening? I'm not saying I can't be touched by the feelings of your infirmity, but you're not going to get me into fear with you. Because there's no future in fear. And if I make decisions based on fear, I'm no longer being led by the Spirit. I'm being led by the God of this world who's trying to put fear in people. And the thing is, the enemy knows that so many times, and if he can't get to you directly, he will try to come through the people closest to you that you love, because he's counting on you loving that flesh so much that you will yield to him through them. And if they're looking at you crying and begging and saying, I thought you loved me, now we're going to find out. What you led by? Are you led by tears? Are you led by fears? It requires some strength to not be moved by it. It requires a lot of strength. You got to have your anchor in God. Hallelujah. You got to make up your mind. If he ain't going, I ain't going. I love you, but if he ain't going, I ain't going. I got to hear from him. And the only response you're going to get out of me is faith. I've learned I can't afford anything else. I can't give the enemy any place to mess with me. And so when I begin to make the change, I'm not talking about being hard with people. People are crying their eyes out. And I used to hand them a tissue and then get one for me. And they said, I don't know what I'm going to do, Brother Keith. And I didn't say it, but I'm thinking, I don't know either. You're messed up. Because I didn't know people could be that messed up. I grew up a pretty nice life. But I've learned, even though I'm hearing some things they're saying, you've got to learn at some point, that's fear. That's unbelief. I'm not letting that in me. I'm not participating in this. I am not joining in this. And once we know what the problem is, do not let somebody rehash it with you for the next 2 hours. Come on, are you listening? Go, okay, I got it. I got it. I got it. I understand. Now what do we need to talk about? We need to talk about the answer. We need to talk about hearing from God. We need to talk about what the Lord has said about it. Come on, are you listening? Quit talking about the problem. When somebody's heart's broken, sure you care. But how long do you want your heart to be broken? Do you want to get healed? Or do you want to stay that way for the next 20 years? Come on, are you listening? You got to make up your mind. If you want to nurse this stuff, if you want to harbor grudges and ill feelings against those people, then you're going to have it, and you're not going to get healed, and you're not going to get over it. And it's not because God's putting you through it. It's because you refuse to be Spirit-led. Because the Spirit would direct you, forgive them and forget it. And quit talking about it. Don't bring it up again. You know, we were at some friend's house years ago, and a little girl, cute little thing, ran up to me and said, look, she called me Uncle Keith. Look, Uncle Keith, look, Uncle Keith. And she had scraped her knee. I guess she fell off her bike or something. I mean, really gapped it. And Mom had fixed this nice bandage and everything. And she said, look, look, Uncle Keith. And she grabs it and tears it off and shows me how bad it was. And when she reached and started tearing, I'm thinking, no, 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 don't do that. And she just tears off the scab and all the healing that's taken place. But it's too late. It's done now. And I'm thinking, that was healing up so nice, and look what you did. But she's just a little kid. And so I said, yeah. And I patted it and hugged her and told her to be okay. But as I was doing that, the Lord said, that's exactly what my people are doing with heart hurts. They beg me to heal it. I start to heal it. And then they come and want to tell somebody how bad it was. And they pull off the bandage and they pull off what healing had taken place. Come on, are you listening? And start right over from scratch. How many know if you want something healed, you got to cover it, take care of it, and leave it alone. Leave it covered. Let it heal. And you ask people. Sometimes people talk about they're so upset and they're so distraught, and you're thinking, okay, you know, sorry to hear that. Let's believe God. When did this happen? 30 years ago. 30? You know, I almost can't control my expression. I'm thinking, what? Yeah, but you don't understand. No, you don't understand. If you got a wound that hasn't healed up in 30 years, something's wrong with you. You're not healing right. Because you're not letting it heal. It doesn't matter what it is. Somebody says, yeah, but you don't understand unless it happened to you. Do you believe God can heal anything? Come on. You either believe it or you don't. We're not talking about what I know and what I can do. God can heal anything. I don't care how you were hurt and mistreated. He can heal it. Anybody believe God can heal anything?
Yes.
Anything.
Yes.
But you've got to forgive and you got to forget.
Yes.
You got to quit talking about it. You'll be tempted. Oh, you'll be tempted. The enemy will bring thoughts and feelings and try to replay it in your mind. And that's when, that's a fight of faith. That's when you got to grab those imaginations and you got to cast them down and you got to say, I don't care how I feel, by faith, I have forgiven them. And I refuse to talk about it. I refuse to get into this again. And if you'll do that long enough, it'll get to where it bothers you less and less and you think about it less and less. You know what's happening? You're healing. Come on, are you listening? You're healing. You're healing. And eventually, if you'll quit talking about it and quit thinking about it, quit messing with it, you'll get to the place where you are so healed, you can think about it and it doesn't even hurt you. Come on, do you believe all things are possible with God and with him that believes? But you got to make up your mind. I'm not going to be feeling led. I'm not going to be experience led. I'm not going to be hurt led. I'm not going to be past led. I'm going to be spirit led. And if the Spirit of God tells me to quit talking about it, then that's it. We don't talk about it anymore. I don't care who wants to talk about it. And you will with some of your friends and relatives. You'll have to say, sorry, I'm not talking about that anymore. But you need to. It's cathartic. You need to, you know, you need to get it all out. No, honey, you don't need to let it in. You know what people call getting it out? Is a lot of times yielding to a wrong spirit. Heaving and crying till you can't hardly breathe. Come on, are y'all listening to me? That's got nothing to do with God and healing. That's yielding to a wrong spirit. Spirit of grief. Sorrow of the world works death, the Bible said. True or not? And she said, well, you just don't understand. You'll be hurt next time we see you. You're not going to get past it like that. Because you think you're smarter than God. You think you know more about it than he does. It takes discipline to be led by the Spirit no matter what. And to hear what people are saying, and yet that's not what's going to lead you. You're checking here in all your ways. All your ways means what? Every situation, every situation, you're checking in here, checking in here. That's how Jesus operated night and day, perfectly. And it's so wonderful when you learn how to do it and people are desperate and upset and fearful and you hear it, but you're not hearing it. And you're looking for something else. And when he gives you that answer and he gives you that word and you think, glory to God, that's it. That's the answer to this thing. That's it. And then if they'll hear it and they'll receive that, then they can get free and cast all that stuff off and go, glory to God, this is it. Yeah, I'm going to do that. And as surely as you do, what Jesus' mother said to him, whatever he says to you, do it. And that's how you get miracles. That's how the water turned into wine. And that's how you can put off the garment of heaviness. Hallelujah. And put on the garment of joy. Can you say glory to God? You can get rid of all that stuff.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Spirit Led, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 2nd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.